Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, where the Word of God says, "Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. And what a practical passage of Scripture that is for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ. It begins by telling us that we should be rejoicing in the Lord all of the time. Why? Because as it says in verse 5, the Lord is at hand. In other words, the Lord is near. As Christians, the Lord is with us. As a matter of fact, through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is right within us. So no matter what it is we are facing in life, let us learn to rejoice in the Lord. And one of the things that will help us to rejoice in the Lord is what is found in verse 6, where it says, "Be careful for nothing." That is, don't be anxious. Don't be filled with anxiety. Don't be worrying about the things of life. And the answer to as to how we can overcome anxiety is given also in verse 6 when it says, "But in everything, in all the things that we face, those things that cause us to worry or be anxious," it says, "by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Are you anxious today? Are you worrying about something today? You know, if truth would be told, every one of us face things every day that brings anxiety into our life. It could be a physical problem. It could be a spiritual problem. It could be a financial problem, a personal problem, whatever the case. And the way to overcome the anxiety of that issue is to spend time with God in prayer. That is, simply speaking with God, talking with God. And then also supplication. And supplication is an interesting word. It means to pray earnestly until we see God work. Sometimes our prayer life is quite short and there's not much to it. Just like this, "Lord, help me." Well, truly, the Lord would hear that if it's prayed with faith, but we should spend time praying earnestly, supplicating, as it were, and until we see God work in a mighty way. But we are to couple that supplication with thanksgiving, that is, thanking God for what He's going to do. And as we bring our requests to Him, He promises us in verse 7 that His peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, it's easy to worry about things. It's easy to be anxious over things. And we all face that. We are all there from time to time. And sometimes that anxiety really wears us down. But rather than worrying, let's spend time with God in prayer and supplication and giving Him thanks for what He's going to do as we bring our requests unto Him. And when we do, He will give us that peace that the world cannot give, neither can it take away. Thank God for the result of prayer in the lives of those of us who know Christ. Father, I thank You for giving us the great tool of prayer, that we can bring our requests unto You and experience a peace that cannot be found anywhere but through the working of Your Spirit in our lives. Lead us, Lord, to the reality of prayer, that we might know Your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.